Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Potsdam in Germany, where we discover how coffee and cake places help to fulfill the local tradition of socializing with friends and family. Our guide is Monocle's Anna Siwetska.
Coffee and cake lovers should be familiar with a German afternoon ritual called Kaffeekuchen. Yes, you guessed it, it's coffee and cake, simple as that. But instead of meeting your family members or friends for a cup of good coffee and a solid portion of the world's sweetest cake at home, or in that coffee shop around the corner, it might be refreshing to connect this social tradition with a little bit of exploration. Well, by setting off on a small journey, you might even make some more space in your belly for an extra piece of cake after that lunch in Kreuzberg or Brandsauerberg. If you're indeed in Berlin, jump on a train heading to Potsdam. From the center of the German capital, it'll take you a bit more than half an hour and you'll find yourself surrounded by countless lakes and rivers. Potsdam, in the past the residence of the Prussian kings, will give you exactly that cultural royal touch with its palaces, churches and parks. You might even get some cultural injection already on the train to Potsdam if one of your fellow passengers turns out to be a busker. Once in Potsdam, wake up the coffee and cake explorer in you. While making your way out of the train station, you can have a quick peek into Balzac coffee. Grab one of the macaroons to go, and if you for any reason haven't had your lunch yet, take one of the bagels. Equipped with a little snack, head downstairs to rent a bike. We'll be dealing with a serious calories intake, so consider exploring Potsdam on a city bicycle or take an autumn stroll through the town. Cross the Long Bridge and head north along the City Palace towards the St. Nikolai Church. Continue straight until the next church, this time St. Peter's and Paul Church. This should be on the right. Opposite the church, just on the corner of the Brandenburger Straße, you'll find Buena Vida Coffee Club. Stop for a delicious flat white made with Peruvian beans. You won't be disappointed. But if you're more into coffee blends, don't frown upon their house blend, a combination of Robusta and Arabica, even if their coffee machine screams "Make Arabica great again." If you have any questions about the origin of beans, the brewing methods, or the brew bar where the staff cautiously weights coffee doses for pour-overs or aeropress, don't be afraid to ask the staff or Patrick, the owner, whose ambition is to become the best of the best, just like Tim Vindelbo, will answer all of them despite the status of your coffee knowledge. Cake-wise, go with a classic, an apple tart made by Tanya. Not far away north from here, you'll find the Dutch Quarter. Now, exploring Potsdam on a bike really makes sense. Make your way through Mittelstraße and stop at the Café Guam. There's a serious cake business to do. Café Guam gained its reputation as a cheesecake cafe, and boy, for a good reason. The variety of cheesecakes will shock you. Well, so will the size of them and the size of the piece, which is likely to end up on your plate. There's of course a classic cheesecake, but go and explore! Try the one with pear or berries or orange and almond. With such an amount of sweetness, coffee? Take it only black. Guam's decent double espresso will probably wake you up from the food coma. Or a stronger drink will do. But then, continue on food. Sit outside to enjoy some autumn sun and hear from afar the Potsdam trams passing by. Oh, and there might be some birds around, greedily looking at the cheesecake crumbles. If you're a rebel and your coffee and cake tradition is more of a tea and cake or a chocolate and cake tradition, for tea, cross the street and drop by a Lieblingscafé. Chocolate lovers should head to La Maison du Chocolat on the corner of Mittelstraße and Bankerstraße. La Maison de Chocolat is an ultimate dessert place. And make it a longer stop, because choosing a cake to go with your drink will not be so easy. Victoria Louise, Sahar cake, apricot or a truffle tart. And I'm telling you, every one of those looks like a potential birthday cake. Last but not least, head to Gutenbergstrasse and visit the Espressonisten. On the left side, you'll find a small coffee shop. On the right, a mecca for coffee machine fans. You can admire and buy machines from Bosco, Rocket or Slayer, as well as a new V60, tampers, coffee cups and beans, of course. Try beans from Caffè del Doge, a Venetian roastery, trying to raise awareness of single-origin coffee in Italy. At the Espressionisten, coffee is an art, so expect vision, inspiration and precision, also in the coffee shop part of the building. After all the cakes so far, consider something small, like the Portuguese pastel de nata or a tiny pastry filled with ricotta cheese and orange zest. Coffee? This time try cortado, not like the one resembling a small flat white you can sometimes find in London, but a cortado with condensed milk. Now, high on coffee and cake, head to Sanssouci Park for a well-deserved rest. Oh, this German culinary tradition has been a challenge. For Monocle in Potsdam, I'm Anna Siewiecka.
This has been episode number 104 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Monocle's Anna Siewiecka for the tour in Potsdam. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.